All right, so on today's episode, we have T-Girl. Now, she just started an OnlyFans. And when I say just started, she literally just started her OnlyFans. So she's a 38-year-old MILF who started an OnlyFans. I found that interesting because I know, like, you know, like in the past, especially with COVID and everything, like so many girls, you know, start doing OnlyFans, and a lot because, you know, like the sad shit, like they lost their jobs and, you know, they're desperate for money. So they're starting OnlyFans and shit like that. And, you know, and then there's other that are just like, all right, this is the time to start it. And, they, you know, but I mean, there's so many reasons and everything. So I've been interested in why, you know, like, all right, why are you starting an OnlyFans? Like, especially her, she's a 38-year-old MILF who just started an OnlyFans. So, like, I was curious, like, why? Because, you know, we all know shit can get a little crazy, you know? Everyone's seen, you know, videos. Everyone's seen, you know, chatterbait. Like, sometimes girls gotta do some crazy shit, you know? But one of the most fascinating parts I find about, like, you know, all the girls doing OnlyFans and all this shit, fucking chatterbait, whatever, like, there are so many genres. Like, majority of 18 to, I don't know, 18 to what, I would just pick a number, 18 to 50, right? 18 to 50 could probably, you know, do it as a side job at least, you know, to make some extra money. Because, you know, there's taste for everybody. So that's why, like, you know, that's why I want to interview, you know, whether they're, you know, 18 and new to it, or, you know, 40 and new to it, or a fucking, you know, 24-year-old veteran, you know. Like, I want to hear it all, you know. Everybody's got their own perspective, and, you know. So this is, we're going to come back to T-Girl. We're definitely going to come back to T-Girl since she's so brand new. Maybe in about, like, you know, 3 or 4 months, we'll come back to T-Girl and we'll see how it is for her, you know? Like, has, you know, like, what crazy requests has she gotten? How crazy has she got? Like, what's the, you know, the craziest thing she was willing to do? And, you know, all that stuff. Like, is she broke? You know, like, if she, did it break her? Like, she's like, I can't do this no more. Or is she like a fucking vet, you know? Like, I'll be definitely curious to hear it. So it's like we get to hear, you know, the before and after, you know? We're hearing, that's what this episode's about. It's the before of the after of a OnlyFans girl, if that makes sense. Did that even make sense? I don't know, because, you know, a little high, so whatever. Enjoy the episode. If you want, ask one of my guests a question about, you know, what they do or whatever, leave it in the comments and, you know, I'll read your name and your comment, you know, and we'll get the answer. So that's it. Enjoy the video or audio, whatever the fuck you're listening or watching. Hope you enjoy. So, all right, so first I have to ask you, because your name is T-Girl. Now, where did you come up with that name?
My friends all call me T.
All right, so that's easy.
Right?
Yeah, no, that's a good name. I like that. I like that. Because that can mean anything. You know, is it the letter T? Is it, you know, a cup of tea? Right?
Yeah, I do drink tea, so.
There you go. Oh, good. So it works out in all different ways. Oh, man. So, like, you're new to OnlyFans.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what made you decide to do OnlyFans?
A lot of underlying factors. A couple of my friends had suggested it, and even my mom suggested it at one time.
Your mom? What? What's wrong with your mom? Wait. If you tell me your mom's on OnlyFans, I'll shit myself.
No, she's not. I don't think so.
Oh, shit. That's right. You don't know.
But So I was a housekeeping attendant at a resort in Michigan, and with COVID and everything, we shut down. When I went back, I was only getting like 20 hours a week. Went to school to get my CDL, and I'm waiting on a TSA background check so I can start a new job. So in the middle, with the second shutdown of for COVID in early December, I got furloughed, which means they don't know when or if I'll come back.
Oh no.
So I needed a little bit of extra money, and kind of everybody had already suggested it, so
Oh no, that's not a good story. 'Cause that means you're just doing it 'cause you really have to.
No, I don't really have to. I don't know.
Oh man. Oh yeah, no, I mean it's cool though. So like you don't mind like showing off your body and stuff, right?
I don't mind it.
Yeah, so why not make money off of it, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's the attitude, right? That's the attitude you need.
Yeah. Well, like I said, if somebody wants to pay, then
Yeah. Oh man, yeah, and guys, they really like to pay.
I guess.
Oh, of course they do. Nothing against that. Hey, you know, 'cause I mean, what's better than that, right? Like say, you know, like you make custom videos or something and they want like, you know, oh, the girlfriend experience, right? You get the girlfriend experience without, you know, the nagging girlfriend, right? What's better than that? Yeah. So have you made anything yet, or are you like?
Yes, I have content posted.
Oh, all right. Nice. That's good. That, now have you gotten any, you know, creepers?
No, not yet. Yeah, some people like just, I'm not really sure why they like are on there because they don't really purchase content, but I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, I've learned that, you know, most guys are like, you know, nice and respectful and like, you know, if they want you to make something, they're like, you know, they lay it out for you. This is what I want, and that's the end. The creepers are the ones that are like, you know, like they keep just messaging you and like, you know, like, hey, what are you doing? Ah, you go to your bathroom yet? You know, that kind of stuff.
I did have somebody say that they had an issue with my Amazon wish list and they wanted to buy me something off from there, so they asked me for my address. And I was like, no, I'm not giving.
Oh shit, that's a good idea for like, you know, sickos. They're like, all right, yeah, let me see if I could trick her. Be like, oh yeah, I really want to send you some, but I really need your address. Could you send it to me? And
Yeah, no, I'm a little smarter than
that's
that.
good, because that might happen to me.
Yeah,
If so.
I would hope most people on there are smarter than that.
I don't know, man. It's kind of tough sometimes. Like, I'll be in the zone and everything. I'll get a message and, you know, and I won't think about it. Just be like, oh, okay, yeah, no problem. You know? That's
Yeah.
bad. Can't do that.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'd ever give my address out, no matter what.
Right? You don't know. Yeah, and there's probably a lot of guys that are like, you know, because it seems to happen with everyone. You know, like, you know, you start building a following and everything, which takes time, but then, you know, you get those fans that are just like, you know, they're good fans. They'll tip you for no reason, all that good stuff. You know? You still gotta
Right.
be then, you know, they might be like, hey, why don't you give me your address since I'm so nice? Right?
No, they're not getting my address.
Oh man. It's a dangerous world you're stepping into.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I'm pretty self-sufficient, so
Oh, that's good. Oh shit though. Wait a minute, I just thought of something. Oh man, I might ruin everything for you. Like what if, like whatever job you're going for and they see your OnlyFans or see a, you know, a naughty picture and shit, right? What, could that affect, 'cause I've heard stories. Aren't you
Yeah,
worried about that?
CDL is commercial driver's license. Class A is, so basically I'm a trucker and I don't think they're going to have an issue with it.
Oh yeah, it's right. Oh yeah, truckers. That's a whole other subject.
When I went to trucking school, they were like, "Wow, we don't see a lot of pretty truckers in here."
Oh man, you're gonna have it bad. You gotta be careful when you go to like the truck stops and shit, because all the guy truckers, they're looking for lot lizards and shit. Like, so they see you, they're like, oh, it's one of us.
No, I'm going to be delivering propane, so I won't be actually going to truck stops. I'll stay local. So.
Oh, that's good.
Over
Oh man, that could end up bad.
the road, maybe in like 15 years when I'm getting ready to retire and I want to save a bunch of money, but right now I'm good with staying local.
It's good, yeah. It's truckers, no offense, truckers, but I hear some of them could be a little rapey.
Well, yeah, but most of them that I've met are really actually just really pretty good guys. So, they have families and, I haven't met any creepers with that yet.
Oh, you're lucky then. Oh man. Oh shit, no, it'd be awkward. Oh man, I'm ruining everything for you. I apologize, but no, it'd be awkward if you're doing your job and everything. You walk into a place, gonna deliver some shit, and they're like, "You look familiar." And they're like one of your biggest like subscribers. That'd be funny.
Yeah, that wouldn't bother me. I'm more worried about the people I used to work with seeing it.
Oh yeah, they'll be like, "Oh man, she's on hard times."
Like, I was in housekeeping, so there wasn't a lot of guys there, but, I mean, there's a few.
Oh man. Oh, that'd be funny though. Oh, I'd love to be there to record it. Right? Oh man. Yeah, shit could be bad, but yeah, I guess if you're okay with it, what's the problem, right?
Yeah, it doesn't really bother me. Like I said, I don't think I'll have an issue with as far as like my job goes. So that doesn't concern me at all.
Yeah, fuck them anyway, right? Like, what the
Right.
fuck? Relax. It's worst things in the world.
Right.
So I'm fucking, I got my fucking titties flopping around. What's the big deal?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a problem.
Yeah, they'll give you a raise, right? Be like,
Maybe. You never know.
yeah, it'd be like a tip.
Maybe they'll be like, "Man, we're not paying her enough."
Oh shit, yeah. Yeah, that's a good angle.
Hopefully they don't see it and then go, "Well, I know where she lives."
Oh no. See, this is turning out bad for you. Yeah, you just started. Fuck. Man. Yeah, but yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. I mean, shit, it'll be a fucking experience, Like I talked to someone, they're telling me all about their stories and everything, and how crazy it can be. It's an experience, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully a good experience.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually a really shy person.
Oh no.
Which may like so but for me, I had like this obsession recently with like overcoming fears and stuff like that.
Oh shit, you're in for a treat then. I was taught, listen, last girl I talked to, guys like to watch her, pee in toilets and pee on people and stuff like that. Like, that's the kind of stuff you're probably gonna get.
Right. Yeah, no, that like things like that, like I've had boyfriends that were into like different things. And so stuff like that doesn't bother me. Like I'm more worried about somebody saying, "Well, I want to watch somebody have sex with you," and then I'm like, "Okay, but who?"
Oh shit.
Now I gotta find, like, I'm pretty sure I could just about ask just about any guy I know and he'd say yes, but like finding the guts to actually ask.
Oh man. That's gonna make your personal life awkward. Well, you gotta get a friend with benefits. Then, you know, then it's not too awkward.
Right.
Oh man, yeah, that'd be awkward. Be like, hey, you know, we're buddies and everything. We look each other out. Help me out here. Like they would have a problem with it. It's like, all right, yeah, you know, I wouldn't mind banging her.
No, and most of the guys I know would probably subscribe to it, buy it, and then go, that's me.
Oh, yeah, that's great bragging rights. Yeah, I banged an OnlyFans girl. That's what everyone that gets an OnlyFans subscription wants.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, man. Yeah, but I mean, shit, there's some weird stuff out there. You know, like how weird are you willing to get? You know, like what about, you know, poo?
No.
Oh, all right, that's your line. Good.
I'm not going there.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Yeah. I mean that's weird, but I mean, sure, there's other weirder stuff. I mean, like, you know, like feet and stuff. That's not even that weird,
No,
right?
it's not. One of my friends, he's one of my friends in real life, and he subscribes to my OnlyFans. We were just talking about that tonight, and he's like, you know, you could sell like your old cowboy boots and stuff like that. And I'm like, I have like a 5-year-old pair of muck boots. He's like, those are probably worth a fortune.
Oh, that's true. Oh man, yeah. I mean that you could do, right? What about your panties and socks? And guys will buy that shit.
Yeah, he was just telling me that, and I was like, that wouldn't bother me at all.
Right. So you wear some drawers for a couple days. Who cares?
Yeah,
Oh, that's gross. And you gotta put it in a plastic bag and make sure it's airtight.
I actually have a boyfriend that would go through the hamper and like find my panties from like a couple days before and smell them. So the first time I saw him do it, I was like, can I at least take the ones I have on now off? Can I have that fair advantage?
Oh man.
Unfair if you pull old panties out of the hamper and smell them.
Oh shit. Oh man, I have to admit, sometimes I smell my wife's panties, but it's just to, you know, see if they're clean or dirty, so I know whether to wash them or not. Not like if it's in the hamper, I know it's dirty and it's going right in the wash. But like if I see it like on the floor close to the wash, I'm like, oh no, it needs to be washed.
Yeah, no, he was pulling him out of the
No.
So, yeah.
Everyone's into their own thing, I guess.
Well, I mean, hey, if that's what makes him happy, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I like the smell of Dracar Noir.
Yeah, like I said, at first I was like, that's an unfair disadvantage. I wore those like 3 days ago.
Oh, true, right? Because then they ferment.
Yeah, you know, like they sit there and they can't get smelling better.
That's true. It's not like it's fine wine or something.
Maybe for him it is, I guess.
Oh, great point. Oh, shit.
Maybe I should send him an invite so he can buy some.
They probably like that, yeah. I mean, if he's going through your
I'll let him sit
dirty
in the hamper for
clothes.
days before I send him out.
True, yeah. I guess you don't even have to wear them that long. See?
Yeah, I only have to wear them a day and then let them sit in the hamper for a
Let
couple
him.
days.
Right, let him ferment. That way you can get more inventory so you can send more out. Make more
Yeah.
money, right? Let them all ferment together in like a hot, like put them like next to a heater or something. Let them ferment.
Right. Well, I joined some groups on Facebook to get like some tips from girls that and guys that do OnlyFans, and they've been doing it for a while, and they're like talking about, they're like, make sure you buy like panties and stuff you're gonna sell, buy them at like Walmart, because as long as they look good, they don't care where they came from, they just want like to smell them. So
That's true.
Oh, they were like, go to like Walmart and buy like six pairs for $10 and you can sell them for like $20 a piece. I'm like, shit.
Yes, that's a nice profit. If you went on Shark Tank, they'd be like, yeah, that's a good profit.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, no, the dirty Shark Tank, not the good Shark Tank.
Yeah, see if I can get some investors going.
Yeah, we could invest into your whole business here. We're investing in T Girl Industries.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, make you a powerhouse in the panty game.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Oh, all right. Sorry. I'm trying to help you out.
Yeah.
I'm a helper. Oh man, yeah, that shit.
You see my billboard on the highway or something.
Oh man. Then you know you hit the big time. You don't gotta worry about driving no trucks or anything.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't, I kind of, I actually, driving a semi was very empowering. That was another thing that I used to be afraid to even pass semis. So,
Oh shit, this is a step up.
yeah, it was, I actually liked it. So,
Oh, that's good. I see where you're going, but what if your OnlyFans thing, what if it, you're making some, some ducats and shit. Would you rather do this or, drive a truck?
I don't know yet.
Oh shit, that's true.
Haven't been doing this very long, so
That's true, yeah.
girl. So when you ask it like that, I'm like,
That's true, because I hear it's a lot of work, You think like, oh, all right, so I show my fucking taco on video or whatever. What's the big
Right.
deal? But like, what if like they ask for like you to do certain things? You got to set up, you got to buy special toys, then you got to clean it up.
Right.
Could get messy in there. You got to think about all that stuff too, like the time it's going to take you to do that. And yeah, now it don't sound so fun, does it? Now you got to fucking actually put some work into it. You're like, God damn it.
It doesn't bother me.
No, it's good. It's good. Yeah, it's good.
If I have to buy a special toy for anything somebody requests, I'll make them buy it and send it to me. And then I'll be like, okay, then I'll send you a video.
Good thinking. Yeah, that's better than my idea. Oh man. Yeah, like after you're in it for a while, we gotta talk again and see like are you like shell shocked or like or are you like now you're real fucking big, you're on Chatterbait.
Yeah, I've had a few unusual requests, and I think the weirdest one I saw was somebody asked me, actually on FetLife, somebody messaged me and asked me if I would pee into a glass and drink it. And I'm like, well, I might pee into a glass, but I'm not going to drink
Yeah,
it.
why would anyone want to see you drink it?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, I could understand like if they wanted to drink your pee. I don't understand that. I'm just saying like, okay, that's, all right, you weirdo, but whatever. But your own?
Yeah, no.
Nah, man. What the hell? Oh shit. Yeah, I mean, oh yeah, well, would you plan on doing like live streams like on Chatterbait or anything?
I'm not on Chatterbait.
Would you do it? 'Cause I mean, MILFs, they, MILFs are big on there.
Yeah, I'd have
Yeah.
into it. I have not ever looked into it at all. Like I said, actually, one of my friends had an OnlyFans for a while, and she made really good money on it, and she was telling me about it, and she was actually telling me about it in front of my mom. And I'm like, so I need Christmas money. If you see me on OnlyFans, mind your business. And she's like, yeah, same goes for you.
Oh God.
So, and I actually look exactly like my mom. I'm like, I'm younger version of my mom. So it's kind of awkward.
Yeah, she's into the idea, so maybe she's on there. She don't want to tell you though.
I don't think my dad would go for that.
I was gonna say, because that's a whole other thing. You could, like, do stuff, not do stuff together, because that's just gross. But I mean, like, like, hey, you're a mom and daughter team. Like, the people like that shit.
No.
Oh.
That's a line.
That's good.
No, nothing weird like that.
Yeah, it gets weird. Hey, the weird, I think the more weirder you're willing to get, the more money you make.
Yeah, absolutely, but there's still lines I'm gonna draw.
Good, good. Yeah, sure.
Any of that stuff is a no.
That's good. Yeah, 'cause I'm sure you're gonna be getting all kinds of weird shit. You'd be like, "Whoa, what?"
Yeah. So,
Oh
no.
man, and you're shy too. That's not, I don't know how that works in this business.
Honestly, though, like I said, I've had boyfriends that were into all different things. So most of it is not like a shocker to me to hear about. So I think, like I said, the weirdest thing was somebody asking me if I would record myself peeing into a glass and then drinking it. And I was like, nope, I will not. I'll
Oh
pee
man.
glass, but I'm not gonna drink it.
Yeah, that's yeah. What are you, Bear Grylls, the dirty version? What are you, Bear Grylls, the dirty version? Remember Bear Grylls on Discovery Channel, where he would go out and like be in the wilderness and shit for like 10 days? You have to drink his own pee.
Nope, I'm good.
Oh, that's
So.
good. Shit. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it'll be a fun experience, at least you could say you did it,
Like I said, I'm starting to like it more. So,
Oh, that's good. So what kind of content you got right now on there?
mostly content with just me. But it actually in 2 weeks I've only gotten like 10 followers, but I made over $100. So, it's
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah. That's good, because you gotta start somewhere. Where do you promote? Do you promote anywhere? Because promoting's tough.
It is. I promote on a couple Facebook groups. I've actually been in Facebook jail several times. I promote on FetLife. There's a couple different apps on my phone where I promote anywhere I can, and even places I can't where I get banned. I got banned off from Plenty of Fish.
Oh shit, plenty of fish.
So, but yeah, anywhere I can promote, I do.
Yeah, you should. I mean, I know it's tough. Yeah, I trust me. I know how tough it is on all these, like the regular social medias, like Twitter, Instagram, YouTube even. Like I've been suspended on all of them. And I just do like adult comedy. Like that's it. I'm not even showing my tits. I'm getting banned, so.
Post any racy pictures on Facebook advertisements just because my family's on my Facebook page, and not that they would really care that I do it, but they don't want to see it, so
Yeah,
but
no. What about Instagram? You gotta do Instagram. You could post,
I don't have Instagram.
That's a good
If I
promotion.
they would find me like so fast and add me, so
Oh, so yeah, so all right, so you gotta keep your shit. Yeah, see, isn't that's even more tough. Like you gotta keep your shit on the down low, but not on the down low. So, oh man, that's the toughest.
like I said, my family's kind of pretty open-minded. Whatever. If it pays your bills, whatever. If it puts food on your table, feed your kids, feeds you. If it puts gas in your car, whatever. But at the same time, I don't think my little brother wants to see me in a, in any lingerie or bras or see my butt or anything. So.
Just scrolling through Instagram, like dee 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 dee. What the fuck?
My adult son probably does not want to see that either.
Oh, God, that poor kid.
Oh,
Like, oh,
yeah.
shucks, Ma, what are you doing? Oh man, yeah, that's a tough fucking situation. Yeah, 'cause it's tough, man.
I said, I don't think they would really care. I think they'd be like, eh, so what? You know, she's an adult. She can make her own choices. But most of, I, for the most part, I don't think they actually want to see it, you know.
Yeah,
So.
especially if you start getting start having to do weird shit.
Yeah, right. So,
That wouldn't be good.
like I said, when I advertise on Facebook, I just post my link and that's it. I don't post any pictures with it or anything like that. So.
Yeah, I mean, shit, I guess even that little promotion, like it seems like it just like you just put it out there that, you're showing your hoo-ha online. There's guys that want to see it, because there's so many guys with different tastes and shit, like, oh shit, they're scrolling through, they see some girl, they see someone like you, they're like, oh yeah, I like her, boom, subscribed, so you could find, so for the pervert, for the pervert, you scroll through OnlyFans or FetLife or whatever, and you could find the exact girl that you're looking for.
Well, and a lot of that is like the reason I actually like advertising on FetLife so much is because I can link to different groups and different fetishes that I like, and then people that, you know, they can, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You can show your pussy anytime on here. That's fine.
Yeah, that's Georgie. She's a little nosy. But I can like post on there like things that I like and stuff like that. And a lot of the people that I attract from that, they already are into the same things that I'm into. So I feel like I only post content when I'm into it. I'm not gonna post content when I'm faking something. I don't like not being genuine.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I feel the same way, 'cause like I do, well, I do this character called Pervert Pete, and like I gotta get a ski mask, a suit, and a whole thing, do a voice and a whole thing. And like sometimes I do it when I don't really feel into it, and like the con it just comes out like shit, and it's like you gotta be into it for it to be, for it to be good.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's I like I said, I feel like being genuine and helps a lot. So
Yeah, especially like if you're playing with your roast beef down there. Like, no guy, like, like if you're not into it, they could tell. It's like, ah, come on. No, you're not into that.
right. Yeah.
Yeah, because they want the real shit. You gotta be really playing with that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
You
it's.
know.
See, that's what I mean. This is tough. This is a tough business you're getting into,
Absolutely.
Like, yeah,
But like
you.
I don't post, and the nice thing about it is it's like I really only have to do it if I want to. You know, like throughout the week, right now, throughout the week, I don't really post a lot of content because I've got my little girl here and I'm not, you know, obviously no one wants to watch a video of a woman masturbating with somebody pounding on a locked door going, Mom, let me in.
I don't know. That could a clip like that could end up on eFucked. You ever go to eFucked.com? That's the spot for that. You can get hardcore promotion on that.
So, as one of my friends said, it would be better than Mom, let me out.
Oh my God, yeah, then you're ending up on the news, and that's not what you want.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, I mean, shit, I think that's what all new girls need to fucking know, or guys, whoever's doing it is like, it takes work. Like, if you wanna, it does take work.
And also at the same time, you know, like I tend to be more on the shy side. It's kind of brought me out of my shell a little bit, you know, so. Can we help?
Oh shit. Yeah, I guess so, man. I mean, if you're fucking, you got your cooter bopping, titties all out, that's a big step.
Right. Yeah, so.
Yeah, 'cause I wouldn't pull out my wiener on camera. I wouldn't, nah. I mean, I'll show like a hot dog, a fake hot dog, but I'll never pull out my wiener on camera. I'll just, 'cause it'll be cold no matter what.
Well, see, that doesn't make a difference for me, so.
It's true, yeah. You just let that roast beef fly,
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think I learned a lot. How about you? You learn a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna learn a lot. I know that. Oh, man. But yeah, we'll definitely have to do this again. Like,
Okay.
maybe in a few months or something, and you give us an update because we
Yeah.
definitely want to know.
Absolutely.
I'd love that. I'd love that. That'd be great. Hopefully, now I'm thinking, yeah, 'cause like, you said you've been around the block, so I guess you won't be shell shocked. Hopefully, you'll just be into the game.
Right.
Not
Yeah.
too into the game, 'cause you don't want to do this forever.
I don't know. Well, I
Oh shit. Oh, never mind then.
would say I don't think there's an audience for that, but there is an audience for every single thing on the planet. So,
What? They're absolutely like you look up shit. If you look up like real, doesn't matter. Age ain't nothing but a number. Everybody wants some age, it seems, so.
most people don't believe that. I'm almost 40, so.
Oh shit, you're almost 40. Oh God. See? Like that's oh man.
And then other people are like, that's awesome. That's a turn-on.
Absolutely, of course. Yeah, who, MILFs, everybody loves a MILF.
Yeah, I get hit on a lot by like 20-something-year-old guys, and then I tell them how old I am, and they're like, no shit, really?
Oh shit.
So.
Do you sometimes hook up with them younger guys? Do you like them younger guys, or you're like, eh?
I have not hooked up with any of them because I can't get past the fact that they look about the same age as my son. So
Oh yeah, that's gotta be weird.
my son's 19, so
Oh yeah, that's weird.
20-year-old guys hit me up. I'm like,
Yeah, that would be weird, man. Fuck.
I think the youngest guy I've ever been with was like 28, so.
Yeah, they're still youngins. They don't know what they're doing, but yeah, like you need someone that's mature and fucking, not your son's age.
I'm definitely more attracted to guys older than me, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. They like that shit. So, yeah. Oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. I cannot wait to talk to you again to learn where you're at.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Definitely, definitely. So, thanks for doing this, T girl. I love it. Do it now. Where can we find you? What is it? You're on OnlyFans?
OnlyFans and FetLife.
Yes, FetLife. I'll put links in description. Not on the YouTube versions, 'cause YouTube's a
Yeah.
bitch, like the regular social media. That's why it's another thing is good if you get an Instagram or some regular social media, just so like if you have if you had to get it to people that know the deal, you just put a you have an Instagram or whatever, you throw a couple pictures on. That way they can at least find your OnlyFans.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll look into that.
Yeah, that's I learned that from veterans in the game.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
Yeah.
there's a couple of them that are like, well, you can create a fake Facebook, and I've thought about it.
Yeah, you can even do a Facebook page and just make it a entertainer and you just put your light stuff on there. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll be fine. Oh man, I can't wait. So we'll talk to you in a few months then.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for doing this. And everyone, go check out T Girl, and we'll see you soon.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot. So that was T Girl. Hope you enjoyed that. And we'll definitely be, coming back to her and seeing how she is in, about 3 or 4 months. I can't wait for that. That's going to be exciting. But hope you enjoyed. And, like I said, you got a question that you want to ask someone, leave it in the comments and I'll read your name in the comment and we'll see what they say. So I hope you enjoyed it and I'll see you next week.